unofficial millers.co.uk.
Right, let's talk to Rob. Hi, Rob.
Hi, you're Scott. How you doing?
All right. Is this true, what you've just sent me on the email?
Yeah, it's unfortunately. It's totally true.
Tell me what happened.
Well, I was supposed to go yesterday to Japan for the football. Me and my mates, we got to the check-in at the airport.
Let's just stop there, Rob, because Scott's looking very confused at this precise moment.
So you like Japanese football?
No.
To see Liverpool.
Yeah, it's the World Club Championships in Japan at the moment, okay. So Liverpool are playing, they've got a semi-final tomorrow morning, and then it's the final later on this week.
Thanks for explaining that.
Cheers. Right. Sorry, right. Rob, back to you.
I like to keep up. Right, so you were going to Japan to see Liverpool play.
Yeah.
Who else was going?
Just me and a couple of mates of mine.
Okay. And then what happened?
Well, I got to the check-in, all excited and everything, you know, all buzzing, and I realised I actually had my son's passport with me, and not mine.
Great.
Could you have got away with that? Do you look, I mean, I'm worryingly looking a bit like my dad nowadays, so could you have got away with it? Does your son look like you?
Unfortunately, my son's 5 years old, Scott.
Right.
No, then.
So, what happened then?
Well, obviously, the check-in girl looked at the passport and she said, "That's obviously not you, sir."
Nightmare. So, what did you do then?
Well, the only thing I could do, I thought if I phoned my wife, she could probably jump in the car and bring the passport down and just about make it in time.
So, there's just time for her to do that, yeah?
I would say just about.
Right.
I phone her up. I say, tell her the situation, blah, 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 blah. Will you come down? She says, no.
What?
No, honestly, hand on heart, she says, no. I'm like, what do you mean, no? Anyway, about 3 months ago, I promised to put her in a new kitchen. The kitchen, which I haven't got round to yet. I just haven't got round to it. And as a punishment for me not having done that, she absolutely blatantly refused to come down.
No.
Hand on heart. Seriously, absolutely refused until I put the kitchen in.
And you couldn't go back and get it at that point, though?
I would have missed my flight.
Right.
So
what did you do? You just...
What did I do? I waved goodbye to my mates and I went home. There was nothing I could do. Nothing I could do.
Right, so hang on, let me get this straight. For the past 3 months, you've been promising to put a new kitchen in your house.
Yep.
Yeah, for the last 3 months.
Uh-huh.
And just because you hadn't got round to it yet, which is understandable, you might have been busy, your wife wouldn't bring your passport to the airport so you could go to Japan for the football.
Absolutely right. She would not bring it, and she's like, I've been telling you, swearing away at me, I've been telling you to da-da-da, see the kitchen, I'm not bringing your passport down.
Unbelievable.
Just tell me about it.
What are you going to do now?
There's nothing I can do. I'm at home now. I'm just about talking to her. I ain't happy though. I'm not happy, Scott.
just gonna watch it on the TV and wish you were there.
Well, that's all I can do. I'm gonna watch it on the TV, have a glass of beer or whatever, and that's it. I've lost my money. I've lost it. I can't believe it.
That is rubbish. What a cow. You know they say there's always someone worse off than you in life, right?
Yes.
Right, I think that she probably is the actual worst wife ever, because there's got to be one, isn't there? And it's her.
No,
isn't it?
No comment. You know I did it. It's all about-